This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian forces are moving closer to the defenders holed up in a massive steel plant that represents the last known Ukrainian stronghold in Mariupol. In a message posted on Facebook, a Ukrainian Marine commander inside the plant said the defenders may have only a few days or hours left and pleaded for the world to help them. With the holdouts coming under punishing new bombing attacks, another in a long line of attempts to evacuate civilians trapped in the besieged port city failed because of continued fighting. More than 100,000 Ukrainians are believed to be trapped in Mariupol, where 400,000 people lived before Russia invaded the country on February 24th. The fight over Mariupol is part of a broader Russian offensive in the strategically important Donbas region, where Moscow has been boosting its military presence. Meanwhile, Russia says it has conducted the first successful test launch of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile. But as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the Pentagon is shrugging off Moscow's boasts.
Russia reports it has tested a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile, one Vladimir Putin says can overcome any missile defense system and make those who threaten Russia think twice. Russia's state space agency chief calls the launch a present to NATO. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, though, describes the test as routine and not a threat to the U.S. or its allies.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday attacked his far-right election challenger, Marine Le Pen, for her links to Russia. In a televised debate ahead of Sunday's election runoff, he claimed by taking out a 2014 loan from a Russian bank, she had made herself dependent on Russian power. In an extraordinary assault on Le Pen's credentials to run France, Macron described Russia as Le Pen.